This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Israel to take less intrusive action as the fight with Palestinian militants encircles Gaza's biggest hospital. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Shifa Hospital has had no power or water for 3 days. Thousands have fled amid the gunfire and bombings outside the sprawling facility.
The hospital must be protected.
The president followed minutes later by his national security advisor. Jake Sullivan says the U.S. has spoken with Israel about that.
And they have said they share that view, that they do not want to see firefights in hospitals.
Israel says Hamas is using the hospital as a command center without giving evidence. Sullivan would not speak to what U.S. intelligence knows, but says there are no easy answers for Israel as it tries to root out the militants. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Testimony is continuing in the trial of the man accused of attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Prosecutors brought forth a string of law enforcement officials to provide context around video that's at the crux of their case against David DePape. He's accused of attacking Paul Pelosi with a hammer at the couple's San Francisco home last October. An FBI special agent testified that video showed DePape hit Pelosi at least 3 times. DePape has pleaded not guilty to multiple federal charges. His lawyer has said that DePape believed that he was taking action to stop government corruption and the abuse of children by politicians and actors. I'm Norman Hall.
Efforts to create a landmark treaty to end global plastic pollution are advancing at a meeting where participants are discussing the treaty's draft language for the first time. Nations, petrochemical companies, environmentalists, and others affected by the pollution gathered for the negotiations in Kenya's capital Monday. The meeting is the third of five intended to complete negotiations by the end of the year. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com.